First of all, my millions of tons of Prati Pushpanjali in the lotus feet of my spiritual master, Nitya-lila Pravishtam Vishnu Pada Sattva Sishma Bhakti Pradhyan Kishore Swami. And same in the lotus feet of my Sikhya Guru, Nitya-lila Pravishtam Vishnu Pada Sattva Sishma Bhakti Vedanta Swami. We are discussing Uddhava Sambhava, that Krishna, at the time of his departure, he is giving instruction to Uddhava. What is really Bhagavad Dharma? What are the centers of pure devotees? How we can be pure devotee? How we can achieve Shuddha Bhakti, Uttama Bhakti? This connection is telling, oh, the sentiment by devotees, there are so many things of truth. Kripal Akrit Droha Sitichu Sarvadehina Shatya Sarvam Adhyatma Samasarvo Pakarata 11th canto, 11th chapter, 29 is low. Oh, my dear Buddha, my bhakta is so merciful. He cannot tolerate the sufferings of rebirth jeev. That is why, like Narada, it has a whole heart without invitation. Anyone has not had invited Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj that you should come and preach here. Automatically, out of mercy, sent by his Gurudev, he was a murti of
the
embodiment of mercy. His Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta. So he said, so they are very, very merciful. They go to door like Nityananda Prabhu. Even they are beaten, they are insulted. Even they preach, or anyhow you should speak Hare Krishna or Krishna. You know that how Jagai Madhai beat Nityananda Prabhu, and here he, and blood was coming. Mahaprabhu became very, very angry, and he wanted to kill them with chakra, but Nityananda Prabhu is strong. No problem. You should not. In other
incarnation,
you have been like so, but in this, so Bhakta, like same, They are insulted sometimes. Anyone is insulted. Even they don't give their habit to preach. Africa Grover. They don't think that anyone is in this world in my hearing. They don't think. Like Maharaj Yudhishthir. Though Duryodhana and his party was doing so much nonsense to him, but he never thought that he is my enemy. So if anyone wants to do bhajan, he should be like that. He should not think anyone that he is. If anyone doing something against him, even there were two saints. They were going
across the river.
In the bank of the river. They saw that a scorpion was brought up
going away
in the current of that river. One of the saintly person went and took the scorpion on his
palm
and tried to save her. But she, a scorpion,
bite.
And again he came in the stream, that scorpion. Again he went there and took. Again
stung.
Again he took. Then his friend told, why you are doing so? You should come, don't try to save him. Let's
die.
Then that person told, if this scorpion is not getting of his nature to bite, how I should
give up my
nature? That I must say. And again he went that way. So, you should. So, Yudhishthira Maharaj never told Duryodhana. No Duryodhana.
Suryodhana.
Always Suryodhana. If anyone does something against devotee, they don't take revenge. They pick two. घोर से घोर दुख आ जाता है तभी सह लेते हैं.
Even something causes suffering.
If any suffering coming,
still it
very, very bigger, even they tolerate. Tolerance is the very high class of quality for devotee. So we should try to tolerate. Do you know what is truth? Absolute truth? Krishna is truth. Absolute truth. And here these devotees are like so. From heart even they don't want any mischief to others. Always their life, their wealth, their power, their strongness, everything for others, to save others, to help others. So Vaishnava should help others. In any case, their intelligence never become what?
Contaminate.
He is always Tina Rapi Suni Chena. Tara Rapi Sahisuna. मानिना मान देना कृत्रिम सदा है। We should try to practice this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instruction. बिना दतिस नीच करो दतिस नीच हमारी नाम if you want to chant Hari name follow this instruction. Oh, that makes it is very sweet. The God discharge animal. Never use harsh word to anyone. Very sweet behavior and sweet speaking like Damodar Maharaj. But don't collect so much thing, wealth or anything. Anyhow, to maintain their life and their family life, what is necessary they have, not more than that. They do parni bhojan. They eat
limited food, foodstuff.
Parni means what is needed to save their life, only that, not more than that. Otherwise, fatness will come, and if fatness will come, then what will be? Oh, so many kinds of rogue, especially heart rogue will come. And if any danger will come, they cannot run away. So, they should be careful. Those who take parvitaha.
Limited foodstuff.
Limited?
Yes.
What?
Small amount.
Oh, their intelligence become very good. Very good. No rogue also.
No disease.
No disease. They woke up in the morning before their guru. And sleep, after sleeping Gurudev, serving Gurudev, when Gurudev will sleep, then they will sleep. They will not take prasadam until Gurudev takes prasadam. First giving, serving him, and then. They are not controlled by hunger, thirsty, thirst, shok, moh, janma, mrityu. Any kind of suffering may come. But they tolerate all. And always chanting Krishna name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They don't want any praise from others, but according to their qualification, they always
give respect to others.
These persons, devotees, they know me, Tathaka. What I am, they know. And Prima Bhakti comes to them. Oh, my dear Uddha, to serve my spouse, my devotee, मत भक्तव्य पूजा भी अधिक सर्विस दी सेवा ऑफ वैष्णव इज मोर देन माई सेवा कृष्ण इज एनीवन सर्विंग मी आई विल नॉट बी सो हैप्पी इफ एनीवन सर्व If anyone said Mother Yashoda, I will be more
happy
than anyone said me. I will be more happy if anyone can serve Gopis or any bhakta. They are always happy. Always happy. How in hearing Hari Katha, if there is bhav, then the symptom is that
Shanti Rabbarthakalattam.
Shanti Rabbarthakalattam. Virakti, Manasunyata, Asavanta, Sahaskantha, Namgani, Sadaruti. Asatita, Vasatya Sthale.
Asatita Guna Khane, Kikita Vasatya Sthale.
Ityajo Bhava. Oh, you explain. You pray.
Shanti Rabbarthakalattam.
अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य अज्ञानञ्जुतशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. So Srila Gurudev is explaining the qualities, the 26 qualities of a pure Vaishnava, which is mentioned in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And also, Srila Gurudev is referring to the shloka which is given in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Srila Rupa Goswami, which is explaining the 9 symptoms of a Vaishnava who has attained the stage of bhav, bhav bhakti, bhavavastha. So in that stage, the pure devotee actually manifests completely all the transcendental qualities that are mentioned, these 26 qualities, and particularly 9 qualities become apparent. These are symptoms of someone who has attained the stage of bhava. If someone has these qualities, we can examine in their life, in their character, in their personality. If they are manifesting these qualities, oh, then we can understand that they have attained the stage of bhava. Oh, yes. Yes, so the verse which Srila Goswami has written, Kshantir Avyakta Kalatvam Virakhtir Mahasunyata Asha Bhanda Samudkanta Namadani Sadaruji Asaptis Tatnakyane Preetis Vasatis Tale Ityadayo Anubhavas Yur Jata Bhavan Kure Jane. So in someone in whom the Bhavan Kure, the sprout of Bhav Bhakti has manifested in their heart, then these qualities will manifest. First of all, Kshantir. Kshantir means that under any condition, he is never agitated. Always very, very tolerant and peaceful. Kshantir. Avyakta Kalatvam. He never wants to waste even a single moment of time without being completely engaged and absorbed in hearing, chanting, remembering, doing all the limbs of bhakti. Kshantir Avyakta Kalatvam Viraktir. Virakti means that he's completely detached from any kind of material attachment in this world. Any kind of attachment to material enjoyment, for the sake of material enjoyment. He may accept whatever enjoyment comes, as Srila Gurudev was explaining in these qualities. Whatever small amount of foodstuffs is required to maintain the body, he accepts that, but not more than that. So he is completely detached from any material attachments in this world, viraktir. And manushunyata, just like Gurudev has been explaining to us, the third shloka of Sikshastakam, in which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is describing how someone can chant Sutra Nam, that they have to be as feeling very humble, lower than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree. Tranadapisa nichena, tororapisa hishana, amanina manadena, kirtaniya sadadari. That they are not desiring for themselves any kind of respect to be shown to themselves. And on the opposite side, they are giving, manadena. They give respect to all living entities. according especially in the, to the Vaishnavas, according to their level. If they are Kanishta, Madhyam or Uttam, he respects all Vaishnavas according to their level, but even every living being, every jiva soul, he respects them as eternal part and parcel of Krishna. But for himself, he's not attached at all to any kind of respect being shown to him. So that quality is called mana shunyata. Mana shunyata. Asha bandha samutkanta. Asha bandha means that the pure devotee is always maintaining the very strong, intense asha, desire, that he will be able to serve Krishna in transcendental praying. So he is aspiring at every moment for this asha bandha, hoping that the mercy of Krishna will come to him. Just as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches in Sikshastakam, also in the sixth slok, Nayanam Galadashvadharaya Varanam Gadgada Rudhayagira Kulakaira Nishitam Vapukkada Tavadama Grahane Bhavishyati. So here Mahaprabhu is showing how a devotee who has attained the stage of Bhav, he is always praying to Krishna, "Oh, when will my dear Lord, Nayanam Galadashvadharaya, oh, when will my eyes be filled with tears of love as I chant your pure holy name? When will my voice be choked up while chanting your holy name? When will all the hairs of my body stand on end as I recite your holy names?" So in this way, the pure devotee is completely absorbed and aspiring to attain the perfectional stage of transcendental Krishna praying. And Asha Bandha Samutkanta, he is very, very eager at every moment. This eagerness is overwhelming, overflowing in his heart. So constantly, constantly he is striving toward that goal. Samutkanta. Oh, when will it come? When will it come? Asha bandha samutkanta. Nama gani sada ruji. Very primary symptom of the bhav bhakta, that he is so much attached to the pure shuddha nam, chanting the holy names. Nama gani sada ruji. He has taste. Just like this morning, we're on morning walk, and Srila Gurudev was describing that if someone has ruchi, if ruchi comes to that devotee, if taste for chanting the holy name comes to that devotee, automatically, without being told by anyone that you should chant this number of rounds, he will chant more and more, increasing and increasing. So, the devotee who's on the perfectional stage is constantly Navagani Sada Ruchi. Just like Mahaprabhu is saying, Kirtaniya Sadahari. Sada means always, constantly flowing on his tongue, in his mind. His whole existence is completely relishing and tasting the nectar of Krishna Nam. Asaktistat gunakyane pritistat vasatistale. So asaktistat gunakyane means that the pure Vaishnava, oh, the Uttam Bhagavat, he is completely attached to describing all the names, qualities, forms, pastimes of Krishna. He wants to be relishing this also 24 hours daily. And pritistan vasati stale. He has priti, he has love and affection and attachment for the pure holy Dham that has been manifested by the Supreme Lord within this world. Just like Srila Raghunath Das Goswami in the first stroke of Vanasiksha, he is telling Guru Goste Gostala Isu Sujane Bhushudagane. He is telling that, oh my dear mind, please develop rati, transcendental love and affection and attachment for Sri Guru, for the holy Dham. That means Sri Vrindavan Dham, where Sri Krishna has performed his transcendental pastimes. And therefore we see Srila Gurudev is calling the Vaishnavas from all over the world to come to Sri Navadvip Dham for Navadvip Parikrama, to go to all the transcendental nine islands of Navadvip Dham, in which Srila Gurudev is constantly glorifying the pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And in Kartik time, he is calling all the Vaishnavas from all over the world to come to Sri Vrindavan Dham, to visit all the 12 forests of Vrindavan during the month of Kartik. And in this way, Srila Gurudev is constantly glorifying the names, qualities, forms, and pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So the pure devotee, he does not want to live anywhere outside of Krishna's holy dham. And therefore, he is always living in Braja. Because even if physically it appears that he is leaving the holy dham to go traveling and preaching throughout the world, actually he has not left. Because Vrindavan is in his heart. He is constantly living in Braj 24 hours daily. So, Pritisthapasatisthale, Ityadayo Anubhavasyun, Jatabhavam Pune Jane. In this way, these nine qualities will be prominently exhibited in a pure Vaishnava who has attained the stage of Bhav Bhakti. So in this way, we can examine if someone is ordinary neophyte devotee, there is no possibility that they can manifest these divine transcendental qualities. So Srila Rupa Goswami has made it very clear, these are the symptoms of a pure Uttama Bhagavat.
Oh, my dear Uddhav, a devotee must take darshan of my Sri Vigraha. Sri Vigraha is deity. And especially they should take darshan of pure Vaishnava. A pure devotee. They should serve them. They should worship. And they should serve them. They should do stuti and pranam. Stuti means
prayer.
Prayer. Always with great sraddha. Strong Shraddha, they should hear my sweet pastimes as Krishna did in Braja. What he did in other incarnations, like Ram, like Nishindadev, like others. Always meditating me and anything dear to devotee. They did not take themselves. They should offer to Krishna first. And then remain, they can take. First, distribute to others and then remain. They should take. Always, they should glorify my Janma Karma Chame Divyam. The birth of Krishna is not like humans, not rocket, not mortal. It seems that Krishna is taking birth from Mother Yashoda, but he is the creator of Mother Yashoda also, you know. So, we should know what is his janma, what is his birth. Transcendental. He is always son of Mother Yashoda. Even he is Aja. No birth, nothing. So, you must follow Janmashtami, Ram Navami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthday, Nrisimha Dev birthday. Like this.
Nityananda Trayodashi.
Huh? Nityananda Trayodashi coming.
Or Vaitracharya.
Baladev Prabhu birthday. And at that day, they should sing the glory of Krishna. Like Jasamati Nandana, Brajavaranaga, Gokula Ranjana. Like this. Bolo Hari Hari, Mukunda Murari, Ram Krishna Hare Krishna. Like this. And dancing that day with drums. And they should make a Mahotsav.
Festival.
A festival. On my birthday, especially Janmashtami, they should make Nagar Sankirtan, with so many persons invited, with drums, with elephants, like horses, like we do in Mathura, and by so many paraphernalia, this is worship Krishna. Oh, like servants himself, by their hands, they should wash temple. They should do action himself, not by any servant. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what we did in
Gundicha Madhava,
himself. Now, Uddhava, I am thinking, I have decided that Satasanga and Bhakti Yoga, both at a time, is essential to be a Vaishnava. Both Satasanga and in the guidance of Satasanga, Bhakti Yoga. Shavanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Svaranam, Adasevanam, all these things. We must follow, if you like, Krishna Bhakti. Hear hearing, and after that you will be weak. Don't be like so. Time to time, I may come. Time to time, I will send
preachers
like Ramana Maharaj, Damodar Maharaj, others, Tekhu Maharaj, Bal Maharaj, Tidandi Maharaj, so many. And I think in you, among you, there are so many, so much qualified persons. Now you have tested for Grihastasam. You should come out of Grihastasam and take sannyas and preach. I know so many. Balmala Prabhu is very qualified. I want that he should come out of Vidas. I think their daughters and wives, or they will allow it, I'm sure it will be highly possible. Oh, that Prabhu, what name?
Jagadish.
Lila Suprabhu. Oh, he is very qualified. Why he is delaying, I don't know. He should come out of Vidasasana.
Jagadish.
Huh? Yes, Jagadish Prabhu is very qualified. He should also come. So I know that there are so many. Now Krishna is telling all these things. Satsanga is association of high class of Vaishnava and Bhakti Yoga, both at a time. It is essential. I think there is no other means to be liberated from this world, to cause the endless pain and birth and death and everything. Well, it's true, Jay. Uddhava, you are my so dear friend. Also, my dear servant, you are my all. So, I'm telling you very confidential thing. And what is that? Naro bhayati man yoga na sankha dharma eva cha na sadhyas tapahutyago neja kurtana takshina naro bhayati man yoga. If you have so much attraction in worldly things, in wealth, in your children, in your all other things, one is of some kind, or
destroy
all these things. All your attachment, worldly attachment, one is of some kind, or other anything kind, very, very powerful. And that is why association of high class of Vaishnava controls me so much. But though Samatha and Balasam Dharma, not reading Veda, tapasya or austerity, yeah, everything they cannot control. Only sadhu sangha and sadhu sangha. Even to go to Ganges and take bath, all kinds of breath, bathe by following that, you cannot control your senses. Never. Only satsang can make me control. No, this is not the process of only one Jew. For all four Jews, same thing Sadhu Sangha. By association of Vaishnava, by Sadhu, Daitya, Dhanu, demons,
lions,
birds, animals, Gandhara, Aspara,
heavenly themselves.
Oh, so many lords,
snakes
like Kaliya, Siddha, oh, that only received me. Only by salvation. They have not done anything. No sacrifice, no one, no, not, they have not so much learned, they never made
any austerity,
bathe and other things. In human, Vaishya Sudra, women, Antyaja, Antyajana, out of
caste, outcast,
out of
outcast,
outcast. And in them, you know, Vrishasu. He was demon. Pranam Maharaj in the dynasty of demon, son of Hiranyakashipu, Vishparva, Bali, Bali Maharaj, he was also
demon dynasty.
Bharatu, also demon dynasty. Mayadano, demon, Vibhishan. In the dynasty of your brother Kumbhakarna and Ravana, that is what devotee. How he became? You know? By the association of Hanuman. In one day, he was turned into a sadhu. Prabhupada finished in that Mahabhata. But the Vishnu was escaped and he was given kingdom. You know, monkey, supreme, Hanuman, and bear,
Jambuvan,
Gajendra,
elephant.
Jatayu. You know Jatayu?
Vulture.
When Ravana was stealing Sita, at once Jatayu, being a Giddha.
Vulture.
He attacked Ravana and he wanted to make free Sita from his hand. And Ravana cut his
wings.
And he died. But Ramchandra came and told, "May I give life to you again? No, no. I want that my eyes are seeing you and meditating you and chanting your name, Ram Ram. I should give up my body." And Krishna, like a father, he gave him Ajodhya Dham and he was sent to Ajodhya like father. And Ramchandra himself did his funeral
ceremony.
So Jatavi, how we became? By Garuda. Garuda is Krishna Bhakta. So why he is as association? Hanuman? You know Hanuman? He is incarnation of Shankar. When Ramachandra comes, then Shankar becomes Hanuman to serve Ram. And in Krishna pastime, he becomes Gopishwari.
Gopishwar.
Gopishwar Mahadev to serve him.
And Dara Kailasa incarnates inside him.
So, Jatayu, Kuladhar, Vaishya, Dharma, Pyar, Kukya. Kukya, you know. One day association of Krishna. So, Shivka, Siddhika turned into devotee. Gopi, they have not laid any bail. They have not done any authorities. Gopis, not Kanya, not Patni, the wives of Kanya, what they have done? Jagya Patni, what they have done? Nothing. Only full of plate, they get dancers put to Krishna. Always having association of those who used to go to Gokul and come back with them best is present. Only. Even deer, Kaliya, Nara, all, they were very foolish. They were of foolish tribe, Jati. But even, only by satsang, they accept Krishna.
Kaliya the sap jale thake, tar potira kasanga pilo. Kaliya is snake, they live in water, their wives get recession from whom?
They are heard from Narada or anyone, it may be. Oh, I cannot believe five gopis. They are not gone peaceful, nothing. They are not right, even studies, Vedas. No austerities, nothing. But without me, they cannot leave a second. They will die without Krishna. And their lives were in the heart of Krishna, so they will die. Otherwise, they have gone. So, Uddhava, this is, I'm telling you, the most
confidential
thing, sadhu-sangha, sarva-siddhiya. Lamatra sadhu-sangha, sadhu. But sadhu should be really sadhu, not in the disguise of sadhu. They must be sadhu. What qualities have been told? That should be in that devotee. So, in this way he is giving instruction to me. I am requesting Vrajavallabha Prabhu to tell some of the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Chandraya Radhikaya Tadaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tada Bhaktaya Namo Namah.
Sometimes
we say that even great personalities get a pleasure out of getting parrots to speak something. Or in this case, sometimes greatly advanced civilized people catch a barbarian and dress him nicely and then see what we've done to him, that maybe he could say something of relevance. So I've been busy today and I couldn't put anything formally in my mind about the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But you are all devotees and you know so much about the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So if my mind can become a little settled, then maybe what's in there that I've received and can come out. But what Mahaprabhu came to give, Srila Gurudev so graciously has encapsulated that over the last so many years of his travels in the West and presented it in a very, very clear and concise manner. And we've had the advantage, we've taken advantage of that. But the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to try and speak the whole thing in a few moments is, we may as well try and catch the moon, like a dwarf would try and catch the moon, or catch the wind. Even before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, somehow or other on that night, everybody entered into the Ganges and started chanting the holy name. And even as a little child, he could only be pacified by the ladies and everyone singing the names of Krishna. So, Krishna Lila Amrita Sa Tarasapa Sapada Dasa Dike Vahiya Ha Kaite Se Chaitanya Lila Hai Sarabhava Kai Manoham Sa Sarama Tapate. So, devotees, Kaviraj Goswami is saying it, that Krishna's pastimes are the essence of nectar, Krishna Lila Amrita Sar. Whatever Krishna does is the essence of divine nectar. So devotees, Kaviraj Goswami is inviting everybody so beautifully into Chaitanya, to enter into Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is flowing from him, to enter into the, he's asking the devotees, may the swans of your mind come to this lake. Because the pastimes, and enter into this lake of the pastimes, the life and the precepts, the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There, hundreds of these beautiful streams are flowing everywhere. All of Krishna's pastimes are flowing everywhere. If we can enter into the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yata yata gora padara vinde vindeta bhakti mukti sattvam narasa. Yata yata sattvam hiriya tashma radha padam bhoja siddham burasi. That to those greatly fortunate persons who have developed devotion unto Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then the divine essence of the ultimate attainment, which is none other than the service of the lotus feet, Radha Padambo Sudamburasi, that the service to the feet of Srimati Radhika in Vrindavan will be automatically attained. So every pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so infinitely deep and full of shiksha. And it is coming in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is coming in Vrindavan Das Thakur's Chaitanya Bhagavad. Every move of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a divine instruction. His pastimes in Chaitanya Bhagavad, what's the other one? Chaitanya Mangala. Everything he does, he's teaching the devotees how to be a devotee of Krishna. What he taught Sri Sanatana Goswami in Prayag, Sambandha Gyan, all about the different relationships about with Krishna, about the different incarnations. So many things he has given in Sanatana Siksha. And then his instructions to Sri Rupa Goswami in Varanasi. And then Sri Rupa Goswami took those instructions and it came out in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and all, and his instructions. It is all divinely empowered by Mahaprabhu. When Sanatana wanted to throw himself under the rough cart and finish it, Mahaprabhu heard about this. He said, no, through you I will reveal all the bhakti substance, all that I wanted to give. So the what Mahaprabhu wanted to give in this world, that subject matter is very, very deep.
Yeah, he's preparing.
What he came to give has been explained to one and all. Anamkita Charin Chirat Purunagir Tirna Paro. This sloka that is coming in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Rupa Goswami has given it. May that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu be situated so deeply in the core of our heart. And if we worship Mahaprabhu, then everything will flow from there. Our understanding of Vrindavan will become a spontaneous flow. If we try and enter into Brajalila and understand who is Srimati Radharani and Lord Krishna and all their associates, without coming through the systematic teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we'll be finished. It's an impossibility for start, one can never know. But when that divine Sri Krishna comes into this world as Mahaprabhu, then we can understand what is Vrindavan and the pastimes of Vrindavan. Prem Rashmiya Spurti Aspadan, Radha Maga Bhakti Hoti. He came to preach something that is so rare, and that is devotion to Krishna with spontaneous attraction to Krishna. This is practically inconceivable and impossible to understand from the human platform. It can't be understood because it is aprakrita, it is beyond this material world, it is ajotsuja. How can we understand Krishna? But when that Krishna comes down and gives himself, then we can rise up. So his Audarya is very merciful. So he taught Sri Sanatana Goswami that the position of the jiva, everything we know, has come from Mahaprabhu. All the simple things we know to the highest things we know has been given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The position of the jiva as being part and parcel of Krishna. We got this from Mahaprabhu and Sanatana Goswami. What's that word? Jivera Swarupa Hoy Krishnaranitya Das. That we actually are a manifestation of Krishna, simultaneous, one with Krishna but different from Krishna. What a joyous thing. And these are the initial understandings. Just in the initial understanding, so much happiness should come to our heart. Mahaprabhu has given all of this. So, we are now conditioned. We've been overwhelmed by Maya. So by entering in deeper and deeper into the practice of devotional service, Mahaprabhu taught Sri Rupa Goswami and was it Prayag or Varanasi? Prayag. About the different stages of devotional service. Abhidhaya, how to practice devotional service. So, through them, they have given all of this. So, very briefly, I've tried to say a little something. But to go deeper and deeper into the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we have to cultivate a diametrically opposed consciousness than what we have developed so far in this life. And that's not so easy. And what Srila Gurudev has been reading tonight and the previous night, it took a lot of effort for me to not melt into the cup. Because all of those divine qualities of a devotee is hard to see in oneself. So that transformation of consciousness, Trinavati Senichana, these things light. So how to focus in this new way, as my Guru Maharaj would say, embrace the revolutionary plane of consciousness. Can we embrace the revolutionary plane of consciousness to greet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? because that's where he dances. When Mahaprabhu dances and he's singing, he's distributing divine nectar everywhere. Can we undergo the transformation so that we can understand who is Mahaprabhu and what he came to give? So,
thank you.
Now, Krishna again began to tell, "Oh my dear Uddhava, without attachment you should travel whole world and glorify me and tell others my glories, my sweet patterns. But one thing, you should be very careful. Some ladies, they are like burning fire. You should try to respect them like mother, like daughter, like sister only. And if you will be attached anyhow, then you will burn to ashes at once. So be careful. If anyone married a person, only he has love and affection for his wife, but not attached, or ready to in that very way. If they will see any person, they should treat him like father, like son, like brother, nothing else. So you should learn this. I'm telling you that there, once upon a time, in previous days, there was a very powerful king named Puruva, who was the emperor of whole world, whole universe. One day he went to shikar khel,
hunting
in the
forest.
And he saw a very beautiful lady. And then he was so much attracted. He told that lady, "Oh Devi, who are you? Why you are here? It seems that you are not from this world. You are from heavenly planet and you are angels." That lady told, "Yes, I am not of this world. I'm a heavenly planet and my name is Urvashi, one of the dear daughter of Indra. I have come to this world. I was searching my husband. Who is qualified for my husband? But today I see you. You are very young, very strong. Your personality is so high. You are king. So I have love and affection for you. If you allow, we can marry." The king, Puruva, at once became very, very happy. "Oh, that I wanted. No delay. We should return back to our kingdom and there our marriage will be done." And it became so. Marriage was done. But that Urvashi told that you have promised two things. "I have two
lands.
They are very dear to me. I want that you should always save them, protect them. And secondly, you should not be naked. Oh, in my..."
"I should not see you naked, Pajisan. I see you, not see you."
"I don't want to see you naked. So don't be naked in front of me. He told, nothing I will fall. I promise. Oh, how then we ask when? How it went? When? It went? Oh, they could not knew. Always entangled in sense gratifications. One day, Indra saw that when you Urvashi are not seen, then he sees them. Go toward all, now he sees him, he has done in this world, and he is married now with Kuruva. So, he sent some of his followers, or go at once, and anyhow steal away two lamps. And when you will stop this until and take it to here, oh, automatically Urvashi will come. Then they went in the midnight when Kuruva was with his wife Urvashi. In the meantime, when they began to stole away the lamps, oh, they began to cry, meh, 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 meh. And once Urvashi told, oh coward person, oh, you promise that I will save my lamps? And if anyone is touching them, is stealing away, you cannot save them. You are very coward. Then he, in what position he was, he ran with his bow and arrow. But he became naked. In hurry, he was. Anyhow, he set the lens and he returned back. Then, Urvashi saw that he is naked. Oh, you are naked? Well,
broken your promise.
You have broken your promise, so I am going to my Urvashi go to Indra. And saying, she began to run away. King told her, oh, my dear Urvashi, without you I cannot leave. I will die. So please wait a little, wait a little. But she at once flew away to heavenly planet. And this person, Kuruva, how Urvashi, oh, wait a little, he followed. And he also went to heavenly planet. There Urvashi told, oh, you are a very intelligent person. Why you are following me? You should return back and you should serve Krishna and meditate Krishna. And you should be attracted on Krishna. Why to me? What myself? This body is full of urine, blood, stool,
mucus,
and same thing, nothing else. So give up me and go and meditate Krishna. But he was so blind at that time, and he was so mohgrasta.
Urvashi,
you should come with me. But after some time, what nonsense I am doing? I was the king of emperor of the whole world. I was by a strong personality. And what nonsense I am going to do? I am attracted to a lady. What lady? Only blood, stool and everything. Now I should give up from my heart this lady, and I should keep Krishna in my heart. And telling, he told, na upadroge na samyat na kamen.
No.
By enjoying, enjoying.
No jato kamo kamana upadroge na sammati.
By enjoying, enjoying. Oh, anyone cannot be happy, not satisfied, lights and lights. And he will give him fire, swaha, ghee, then it will burn low. So if you want to enjoy, then you will want in future more, 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 and thus you will go to destruction, hell. So, I must keep Krishna in my heart. And telling this, he returned, and what at once he gave up his whole kingdom, all relatives, wives, everything, and he went to forest and began to meditate on Krishna. So we should take this lesson and follow. You should know all these things. As he did, we must think this deeply. He told also a history of Kidandi Kitra. How a devotee should be tolerant, must be tolerant. If devotee is not tolerant, if mosquito will come and bite you, then they will take gun and will try to kill that mosquito. Pito here and there running. Right, so. So we should be careful for this. Oh, you should tell about Kidandi.
Krishna, Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita. So first of all, I offer my love and knowledge to the Sri Gurudev. My Sikshi Guru is Sri Gurudev, I just joined to the bathroom, so please stay here. You can go behind, you know. I offer my praises to my Sikshi Gurus, Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Gaura Govinda Maharaj, Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Bhaktivinoda Bhaman Maharaj, Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Bhaktivinoda Sri Gaura Maharaj, all Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So Gurudev has caught me by surprise because I asked him today, will I speak on anything? He said no. So I didn't so much study that bit. But this is a lesson on tolerance. There was one Brahmin, if I'm not mistaken. So he was a very miserly person. So he was always collecting wealth. So he would never perform any service to any guests. He would never perform any service to any Vaishnavas. So it says that that house which cannot serve Vaishnavas, then the parents will become very miserly and cruel, then how the children will learn any good qualities. Therefore by Sadhu Sangha, when the Sadhu comes to stay in our house, not only we are benefited, but the children are also benefited. In Jayadharma we see the example, there was one merchant and his wife Damayanti, they were very miserly. They never had any sadhu in their home, therefore their children picked up on their cruel habits. One day they locked the parents out of the house and stole all their wealth. What is the result? Because they never served any sadhu. Then he was extremely miserly. Even the most wealthy person in the world, how many chapatis can they eat at night? Only three or four. Therefore for whom are we keeping our wealth? Therefore that wealth which is not engaged in religious activities, that wealth is like poison. So, that's Siddhanti Bhikshu. He accumulated a great amount of property, great amount of wealth. And one day, then it was stolen from him. So then he lamented bitterly. So it said suffering is also one type of renunciation. Therefore, by good fortune, he left everything. He achieved Sadhu Sangha. Then he could understand the glories of Sri Hari Bhajan, devotional service to Sri Krishna. So afterwards he took sannyas, the renounced order of life. So sannyas simply doesn't mean carrying around a piece of bamboo. Sannyas means one should have the qualities of sannyas. That means one should give up everything for the enjoyment of Sri Krishna. Only giving up everything is not sannyas. But giving up everything for the enjoyment, for the pleasure of Guru, for the pleasure of Gauranga, this is actual sannyas. So that Chidani Bhikshu, now he had taken the profession of begging. So as you know, today some people took Diksha. So the rule of Diksha, you have to go and beg from 7 houses. Because when you go to begging, you must be insulted. Some people give some harsh words to you. Some people give you praise. Some people will neglect you. So this is very good for humility. Then that Chidani Bhikshu, he had to go and beg from the same people he used to see in business. The same people who he never gave donation to. Then all those people, of course, you know, there's a good saying, you meet your enemies, those people you shot on to get to the ladder of success, they're the same people you meet on the way down. Then all those people who he used to cheat and insult, now is a good chance. Then they began torturing him. They would pass air on him. When he would pull out his begging bowl, they would pass air on him. They would beat him, steal his asan, steal his japa, steal his cloth, steal his ganjas, pound him, beat him, insult him. Oh, we love what type of sannyasi are you? There are some people who lose all the business, they have no way to fill their stomach, therefore they take sannyas. It is called karma sannyas. Then they insult him. You are like that type of donkey baba. Donkey baba means you have nothing to eat, therefore you beg him, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna. Radhe Radhe, give me a future party. Therefore he was insulted, beaten, all his property was stolen. Therefore, as a result, he developed great tolerance. But how we can tolerate? It said, iti yudhudaikya sisadara parayana krishna mahipai. Unless we... Unless we have tolerance, unless we control our mind and senses, then how you can achieve Krishna? Then he exhibited magnificent tolerance. But tolerance comes from where? Only when the heart is absorbed in Sri Krishna, then this world will become insignificant, therefore easy to tolerate. Some days before, when Ramachandra and Gurudev, how can I give up my anger? And Gurudev said, a wonderful example, if there was a piece of newspaper in my room and I tore it up, would you become angry? No, why not? Because it's only a piece of newspaper, it's insignificant. So Gurudev said, in the same way, only when you see this world as insignificant and our so-called tribulations as insignificant, then you can give up anger, attachment, madness, all these faults. Then the Chaitanya Bhikshu, he sang some series of verses. So that verses were very much appreciated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Especially describes what is real sannyas. Then he said, he described about paramarthanistam, the dedication of body, mind and words completely to the service of Paramatma, or Sri Krishna. This is actual sannyas. So that sannyasi, that Chidani Bhikshu began singing those songs, and Mahaprabhu also used to explain this is the real meaning of sannyas. When Sri Mahaprabhu took sannyas, then he was carrying ekadanda. Some people believe that there is no difference between the individual soul and the Supreme Lord. Therefore they carry one danda. They say there is nothing else but the Supreme Lord. I am that Brahman, you are that Brahman, everyone is God except Krishna. So Sri Nityananda, he took that danda and he smashed that in 3 places. Nityananda was thinking, this danda is the cause of the pain of all the residents in Navadvipa. This danda has broken the heart of Sri Vishnu Priya. This danda has broken the heart of Sri Sachi Mata. Therefore this danda is the cause of all suffering. And Sri Nityananda broke it into 3 places. Therefore Sri Nityananda indicated what is real sannyas. Thinking oneself as equal to the Supreme Lord, this is not sannyas. But to consider oneself an eternal servant of the Supreme Lord, this is real sannyas. Therefore, we take 3 danda. Some people think Mahaprabhu was Mayavada sannyasi, but Mahaprabhu was not a Mayavada sannyasi. Mahaprabhu was in the mood of Vaishnava sannyasi, or Tridanta sannyasi. Therefore, in the Tridanta sannyasi, there are 3 sticks. They indicate that those persons who accept 3 things as eternal
objects. The individual soul, the Supreme Lord, and the relationship between the individual soul and the Supreme Lord as servant. Who accepts these things as three things as eternal, that person is Trijanisamyas. Therefore, when we can tolerate like a Trijani Bhikshu, then we can achieve that. Mahaprabhu said that he won Jai Rupan Nam Loile
Premu
Pajar. Mahaprabhu instructed to Ramananda Roy. In that same manner that you would chant the holy name, that same manner you will achieve Prema. Then to achieve Prema, we need these four things. Chanada Pista Nishna, Gurudev has been saying. More humble than a tree, more tolerant than a blade of grass, giving all respect to others, and not demanding respect for oneself. So this is the most hardest thing to do. One Vaishnava said, I wanted to become a Vaishnava, but I met one huge brick wall in my progress. That was the verse, Chanada Pista Nishna. So very hard to do. Only that person who has prema, that person can manifest the symptoms of Chanada Pista Nishna. Go Premanandi.
M.D. Kumar Tivadhan. Srila Rupa Goswami is telling. The essence of all the instructions that we have told, that Krishna has told to the essence of all, most dear of Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And inspired by Mahaprabhu, he has written, Tannama Rupa Charitali Sukat Tanam Kaveena Rasana Manasi Yujya Tishthan Praje Tadanuragi Yananugami Kalam Naeda Akhilami Ittu Padesha Saru. Tannama Rupa Charitali Sukrat Tanam. Tanna, Krishna. Krishna is so many kinds. Gaunam Mokshanam.
Primary and secondary.
Jagannath, Jagannivas,
Jagadish.
These names are Gauna,
secondary.
Narayan, Vishing Haram, these are
primary.
In primary, most primary, what name? The names of Krishna related to Braja. Sri Krishna, Govinda. Sri Krishna Govinda Hare Murare
Hare Mukunda
Govinda He Nanda Kishore Krishna Harsi Jasoda Tanaya Prasida Sri Pallavi Jeevan Radhikis. Sri Krishna Gopal, these now Prajvasis. Kanaya, these names. More than that, Jasoda Nanda, Nanda Nanda. More Gopikam, Gopijana Pallava, more Radha Pallava. This is the highest name. Radha Kanda, Radha Nath, Radha Rasmiyari, Radha Ramad, Radha Madan Mohan, all these names are highest name. So always remember these names, so which speak past time. By then you should do Kirtan. Govinda Jai Jai Gopal Jai Jai Govinda Jai Jai Gopal Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai Jai Radhe 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 Jai 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 Shri Radhe
all these names.
these names, always chanting. And remembering this sweet pastime, when you chant by 10 Damodar, then what should you do? How Mother Yashoda banded him in a and how Krishna is weeping. And Yashoda Mother is chastising Supreme Lord, not thinking Supreme Lord. Oh, my child, like that. So, that was all the leaders. When Ras Bihari, oh, remember the sweet past fans of Ras, who is saying with the names. And we in Vrindavan, without Vrindavan, Krishna cannot live. Anywhere he can, only in Vrindavan. And what do? What he is doing with gopis? That's his past times remembering. And Sannama Rupa Chaitati Sukatta Anu Pramena Rasana Manasi Tishan Brahi. But anyhow you are not
able to go to
Vrindavan, where you are, you should be there. And always think, meditate that I am in Vrindavan. Jamuna is flowing very smoothly and gently in crooked way, surrounding all Vrindavan. Both sides of Vrindavan, Peli, Shaveli, Juhi, Lotus, Kadamb, oh so many flowers are in bosom. Bees are hanging on each tree, full of
flowers
and full of fruits. And they have gone, their branches have gone to
coming down.
And cuckoo birds singing,
peacocks
dancing there, in that Vrindavan. Radha Krishna are playing in the Kunj near Govardhan, in so beautiful green Vrindavan. So meditate, I am in Vrindavan. And then, Tannama Rupa Charitati. By Tan, you should do Kirtan of Krishna name, and by mind, you should meditate. But, like Nirantar, without any broth, as the honey, stream comes. And in the control, in the
guidance
of any bona fide guru, or Rasik Vaishnava, Rasik and Tattakya Vaishnava. This is the, and for these gopis are most beloved of Krishna, so Srimad Bhagavati Pranama is proof. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told, oh, this is only the highest thing we must follow. Srila Rupa Goswami. And one thing more you should remember, what? That of Swamini is Radhika. My master is Radhika. What is the relation with your Krishna? Oh, she is most beloved of my Swamini Srimati Radhikari. No direct connection with Krishna. I will be happy in the when Radhika is happy, and when feeling separation, so much suffering, I will suffer. All time, I will start Radhika. This is the highest thing. We should think like this and follow these instructions. In the end, I want to say that always you should take all the instructions in your pocket, that is your heart. Always remember and try to follow. By this very song you will have Krishna prayer. You will be liberated from this world. Whether you are Grihastha, whether you are Brahmachari, whether you are Sannyasi. And better if you are Sannyasi, give up everything. Nothing to be attached. And by that, Mukunda Seva, we can always remember Krishna. After this, He told Buddha, now we have to go to Badrikasa. And at once he meet Paikana of Krishna and went to Vrindavan. And in meantime, all the Jagavansi, they did fire sacrifice. And Mahaprasad was given to Brahmins and Rishi. But unlucky, they took maya, means
wine,
a kind of wine. And they became mad. And they began to fight themselves. Krishna Baldev, they wanted to tell them the whole, don't quell themselves. But they also began to quarrel with, they wanted to kill Krishna even. They had no sense at all. And thus, they took that very sarkanda.
The sargrass.
Grass. And by grass, they began to fight each other and killed it all, top to bottom. Only Krishna and Baldev were there. Baldev also, on the bank of ocean, he became Sankarsan, like snake, and went in the north direction. Krishna saw that everyone is now finished. Then he sat
under a tree.
Under a tree. Oh, making like this, keeping his one, then to sort of like this. And this was very ready. Far away,
hunter.
A hunter saw and he thought that it is a deer. And from there, sent very iron, who has put on his arrow and he shoot it. That once it came and then he ran to catch the deer, but when he came, was like Krishna, Jagat Guru. Then he began to read, oh Prabhu, you should punish me. Then Krishna told, no, no punishment. You should go to heaven. If anyone is doing so for Krishna himself, show the example. Oh no, by this, I wanted this and you have done my what I wanted. You should go.
Fulfill my desire.
And then, Krishna, at that time, Brahma, Shankara and all demigods came there. And in front of them, in a second, Krishna, by his body, went to Goloka Vrindavan. What is this? You know that all the Jagavansi, Pradyumna, Narutha, Satyaki, all were associates of Krishna, very near and dear. And how they will take that
wine
and they will
kill each other.
Fight with each other? It is absurd. So, in Bhagavad, even has been told that this was a
magic.
Once in India, a magician visited all. Very famous. Governor of Bengal invited him to show his
magic.
He went there. Time was
4 p.m.
So all the governors and all high position persons were there to see the magic of Vishwanath. Time was 4 p.m. But they were waiting, and he came at about 5.
And chewed betel nut.
And he was chewing betel nut. The officer became very angry with him. Why you came late? We are waiting for you.
Oh,
you should see your
watch.
What is the time? This are that 4. Oh. Then, first they full tempted. Oh, then he told, this is my first magic. Also, I have seen my own eyes in Mathura. One magician covered his son with a white cloth and he cut his and taking his hair, he put in a box and 3 locks were
given.
And the key was given to district magistrate. He was there. Police superintendent was there. And then he thought, oh my son, come on. And out of town, from one side he was, his son came. How he became? So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling, really, this was not done at all. Anyone not killed, no fight, nothing. It was fully the act of Krishna Maya. How it became? There was a king. There, once a
magician
came with his young lady and 2
sons. Teenagers.
Sons, 9, 10. Very beautiful. And then there showed him play that on a rope on 2 bamboos. See, what's that again?
Climb on that rope.
And keeping one vessel, more a vessel. And picking a bamboo stick. And he was dancing on the rope. Coming, going, on the rope only. And then he came down, then queen gave him
Very expensive necklace. Her own necklace.
To that lady. That lady, when she was wearing that necklace, her 2 sons came, mother give me. And they began to quarrel for this necklace. Mother
took
out, and then sons began to snatch from each other, quarreling. But they were
equal power,
so they put her. Then one took his sword at once. And another also took sword. And he cut his head and he cut his head. Both were
gone.
Then magician, my son are dead. What should I do? I must. And then he took that sword and he killed himself. And then wife, my husband, my children are dead. And he took the another sword and he cut. Four there. Queen and others were back and very well.
Why I get that?
And then anyhow, they collected the bodies and took away from their place. And in night, whole night, they were thinking about what we have done. I did necklace and for this 4 are dead. But in the morning they had received a letter.
O Queen.
First, what we saw you
performance.
Oh, you have given necklace? Necklace is with us. And for what second we did, we are not dead. It was only mass marriage. Ready. So, we want another
reward.
A reward for that. And if you have no belief, you can come and see me, see us, we are alive. King went with his queen and brothers and saw that they are smiling and coming with garland to give queen and
king.
Then, oh, king, where is our reward for that?
Second, sir.
King gave something reward to them. Oh, if a magician can do like this, who is magician, who has created this world? How is magic? How is Achintamaya? Achintamaya?
Inconceivable.
Inconceivable Maya. He can do anything he is like. So, by this way, Krishna took all his associates with him to Golok Vrindavan and those who had come from heavenly planet. They were sent to
heaven.
Again to them.
Heaven.
To heaven. In this way, oh, Krishna took them all with him in Golok. So, that was the message. Go, Premanande. What I have told, what Krishna has told to know, always keep in mind and try to follow and have pure Uttama Bhakti. Life is short. When we die, we don't know. A minute even. Parichit has 7 days. We have nothing. So before death, we should try to realize who am I, who is Krishna, what is the relation with him, and have prem to Krishna. Gautama. Now,
Hare Krishna.
Now, Prabhu.
Now,
Prabhu, what name?
Madhav.
Madhav should be ready, and he should show his.
Hare Krishna. After five sacrifices, devotees have collected alms for Gurudev. They can come and offer to Srila Gurudev. The devotees who collected alms after five sacrifices, please come and offer to Srila Gurudev. Don't delay this.
So then, and that tomorrow at 10 a.m. I will come here. And in the meantime, Vyas Puja will be done and I will come and I will myself to
Puja. Guru Parampara.
And after that, this time, we will be glorified Guru Parampara. And in the
evening, we will be glorified.
Hare Krishna. So, you might have heard some of that. Tomorrow morning is the very auspicious appearance day of Srila Gurudev, Sri Vyasa Puja. Very auspicious in Vaishnavas. This is our most glorious day. Tomorrow morning, first thing in the morning, we will begin with glorification of Sri Guru. Sannyasis and Vaishnavas will come and speak. At 10 o'clock in the morning, all preparations should be made for Srila Gurudev to come and perform the Vyasa Puja and Adi to all Gurus, and then after that Srila Gurudev will speak some very deep tattva, Guru tattva. In the evening, although of course there will be Hare Katha, and in the evening also Srila Gurudev will again come and many Vaishnavas will glorify the Guru Maharaj and speak this Hare Katha. During the day, some quick announcements. Today, many devotees sacrificed their festival time.
He wants to see my lunch first.
He'll cook some very nice prasadam. I hope you enjoyed your lunch. And again, we have a nice big feast for you this evening.
Many devotees came to help with that, so my deepest thanks for all of you that came and surrendered to cook today for Sivagurudev's pleasure. And I'm hoping that tomorrow also, even though it is Sri Vyasa Puja, that those same devotees will come and help again. Tomorrow's speech will be twice as big as tonight, for the pleasure of Srila Gurudev. Srila Gurudev ki jai! Another announcement for the pleasure of Srila Gurudev and the Vaishnavas, and especially devotees from New Zealand, the complete DVD coverage of all lectures, darshans, morning walks and performances from the recent New Zealand festival are now available from Srila Chakraprabhu over in that corner, Okay. Oh, New Zealand festival DVDs. It's on there. So please take advantage of that. The devotees work very hard filming, and also tomorrow there's going to be a webcast, is that correct? International webcast for all the devotees around the world. So, go online now, hurry away. This is a very auspicious time for all of us, and in Kalumbah here we've always tried to put on a split festival. This year we've had some difficulties with the weather, but the devotees have risen to the occasion, especially today, and put on a wonderful feast and wonderful Hare Krishna and entertainment for you this evening. Mother Prabhu is going to do his performance, and then after that we'll have a special Leela guitar from the Siddhanta and Chantas of my beloved Gurudev, Om Vishnu Prabhupada Mahamsa, Srila Govinda Swami. So now, yes, the morning 7:30, all Vaishnavas will come in. By all three, two sannyasis and Chamarani, Hiri and Damodamara. So is Madhavara ready? There you are.
Madhav, come.
What's the God there?
He's coming.
Why making this?
Maharaj, and I was not my life.
It's only really worked from one side, so I'd have to do it with Guru. I'm sorry about you lot out there. Oh, Krishna, why did you curse me with this beautiful body? Whenever I just want to remember you, but there's always so many suitors coming to ask me to marry you.
Why I have such a beautiful body? Somebody want to marry me?
I have come to this area because I heard there is a beautiful maiden and I am going to ask her for a hand in marriage.
Two sides.
Oh, Krishna, save me.
Two persons.
Save me, Krishna. Oh, this is so confusing. Ah, yonder beautiful maiden. Let me ask her for a hand in marriage. What a beautiful woman. But this is just a body full of pus and mucus and stool. Why are you so attracted to it? Ah, but you had it all in the right places.
You have everything in the right place. You are so beautiful. Body is full of mucus and everything.
But your eyes are like pools. Yes, cesspools. And you have teeth like stars. Yes, they smell like mine.
Such beautiful feet, like stars. But he says they come out at night, they are false.
Oh, beautiful maiden! Will you marry me? Will you marry me? But why do
you want to associate with me? Because you know that women are just like fire.
Yes, I just want to warm myself beside you.
Alvin, I had to ask you to come back in a week's time.
But you are so ravishingly beautiful. How could I wait so long?
Oh, you know, if you come back in a week's time, I can show you my true beauty.
Ah, that would be worth waiting for. I will see you in a week's time.
Oh, farewell then, hope you were the one.
Hello, I want to marry you in your last week's call. She said, no, I am the one. No, I like you so much. Okay, I thought that's a moment passing.
Delineated by our beloved Gurudev, Srila Gaurabinda Swami. They put it in a slideshow production, and the young girls down the front here are going to put the voices to all the slides. So Krishna wants to be controlled by Yasoda. Krishna wants to be defeated by his friends. Krishna wants to be refused by Radharani Sarjan. Although Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, he relishes being subordinate to his devotees, especially Srimati Radharani, the topmost devotee. Sometimes in her loving dealings with Krishna, she manifests transcendental anger towards Krishna and refuses to see him. Krishna relishes Radharani's anger and becomes overwhelmed with ecstasy. Krishna has to devise some method to break Radharani's loving sulkiness. And this pastime is known as Man Vajan Leela, the pastime of breaking Srimati Radharani's anger. Man is a word used to indicate the mood of the lover and the beloved experiencing whether they are in one place or in another, or in a different place. This mood obstructs their looking at each other and embracing each other, despite the fact that they are attracted to each other. The following translation is adapted from a series of songs that have been passed down by the Giri family in Galagiri Orissa for 100 years.
I am a Giri Orissa. Where is the friend of my heart? When I find the love goal, leaving me here. I have stood strong together in all for him. Has he given any message or signal? Hello? head, Chandrava Sanka got hold of the fruit. How did I know I was here, which I'm traveling? What will I do now? O light of my heart, Vade, show me your moonlight face. You are Dinabandhu, friend of the fallen. Please forgive me. O Vajrabandhu, your name, Radhabandhu, meaning friend of Radha, no longer applies. You have no shame. True Radha, unable to bear your harsh and insulting words, I must jump into the Yamuna. Without you, everything is empty. Yay, Idea, I do not want to see you. I don't even want to see your shadow. Take part in the Yamuna, beat the Brahmins, and become free from sin. Oh, God, why do you say anything with Krishna? What kind of heart do you have? Oh, Sakis, from today on, I'll not look at any black thing. But Radha, the Yamuna is black. Will you stop going there to collect water? Oh, Sakis, I'll run or go to the Yamuna, or bind my black hair, or apply black kajal to my eyes. I will not look at any at the black rain cloud. Black is my enemy. Oh, Jesus, why? How are you going to be down to your hair looks beautiful on your head. There are black circles inside your eyes. What will we do with them, please tell me? Oh, Roger, it's soon to hear Krishna's... Sound of Krishna's flute, you must go. Because he is like a man, and you are like I am. Oh, Vrinda, my heart is crying. How can I attain the lady of my life? I'm suffering in separation from Radhika. O Krishna, the fire of Radhika's salty anger is increasing more and more. She has stopped going to the Yamuna and will not even look at the dark mat. How will I have her dharma? There is one way, O Nilamani Krishna. You have to go to the female Baba and go to Radhika's place and smear red lacquer on Radhika's feet and have her darshan. O Shyam, you look very beautiful. Oh, beautiful lady, where do you stay? Are you living here in Raj or somewhere else? O Sakhi, I stay in Madhupuri. I'm a beggar of praying. I have come here to put some colour on the feet of Radha. Please show me where the story Radha is, the jewel of young girls. Oh lady, our Sakhi, Shimati is very sad. She is not interested in wearing any kind of ornament or decoration. Radhika is now uncontrollably angry at Krishna. She has given up all kinds of decoration. O Radha, one who delights in pleasure pastime, give up your saltiness. O Srimadhi, give up your sadness. Who taught you to write this name? Get out of here! You are such a shameless lady. O Vrindadevi, O goddess of the forest, the fire in Radha's heart has not dissipated. O Nilamani Krishna, if you want to have darshan of Radha, you should accept the dress of the lady first. O Vrinda, following your instructions, I dress as the lady Baba, and with great anger, Radha told me to get out. Shah, don't think that all is hopeless. O Nilam, where are you from? O Sati, my birthplace is Mathura. Due to fear from Kamsa, I stay in Raj. Where is Radharani? I'm a flower seller with fresh flower gardens. Oh dear one, Radha's situation is very bad. We no longer have time for worshipping the Sangha. Your blue flower garden will not be pleasing to her. The Radha clan of mine is attacking Radharani. Oh Radha, what kind of dress are you wearing? I do not see the famous tamal tree in your courtyard. This flower garden will help you to remember Krishna. What are you saying? Get out of here! Oh, Vrinda, my heart is crying. The salty anger has not left Radha. Be patient, O son. You should just as a sannyasi and beg for the arms of one's saltiness. Then Radha's unconquerable saltiness must break. You will have to go to Kailash and approach Shiva. Let us go at once. O Mahesh, where are you? O Lord of the Trident. Mahesh, please rest me in your form. Give me ashes and my hair. Are you playing a joke on me? Krishna, how can I wrap the hair on the head decorated with a peacock feather? How can I sneak the ashes on the body, which always changes with compare and sense? O Mahesh, put on my Radha, please decorate me with matted hair and sannyas dress. Only this way will the matted Radha go away. How is it that from such a long age we have become a yogi? Listen, O girls of Braj, I'm a new yogi. I have to accept alms from a chaste woman. This is my guru's order. I've heard of a young woman named Radha. Please introduce me to her and show me her lotus feet. Listen, O sannyasi, you are requesting alms from the most chaste woman, but all over Braj it is declared that Radha is a disgrace to her family. O Radha, please listen to me. I've come here to see your lotus feet. First, in the name of Dharma, you must agree to give me whatever alms I want. O best of the dancing yogi, ask whatever arms you want. O dear one, my desire will be fulfilled if you will give me whatever saltiness you have towards the son of Nanda Maharaj. O yogi, take this. I am giving you all my saltiness towards Krishna.
Sri Radha is the essence of Vardhinial bliss. Shakti the potency and Shakti Man, the possessor of the potency, are not different. There is no difference, but the relative pastimes, there is difference and speciality between the two. Jai Shri Gurudev, Jai Shri Gurudev Maharaj. All glories to the Galilee Kirtan Group. Thanks to Samavani, thanks to Gauru and Mani for the computer graphics and the gift. Shri Shakti Chantrakalata, Narayani, Premadini, Vishnu Priya, Vrinda, Gopi, Radhika, and Mahini.